amazing stories to tell you all. My name is Ashley. I'm a Teen Challenge graduate. I've been working for Teen Challenge for 2 years now, as part of the educational department. God has been so good. We're so glad to be here today. How many of you heard of Teen Challenge? Most of you, awesome. For those of you who've never heard of it, it is a 13-month discipleship program for women who struggle with any kind of life controlling problems, drugs, alcohol, depression, eating disorders, suicidal attempts, anything that may be hindering their walk with the Lord. And we believe in studying the Word of God to overcome the strongholds. Most of us today have tried the 30-day programs, those 12 steps, but we believe in one step, and that's to the foot of the cross. So at this time, I'm going to open up with the scripture, and then we're going to get on to the testimonies. Out of 1 Peter 2:9, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people, that you proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of the darkness and into His marvelous light." He did pick us up out of the pit. He did put us into His marvelous light. He is our bright and shining star that we see every morning. We glorify His name every time that we wake up, and we say, "Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in our lives." We're not going to share any sad stories today. We're going to rejoice in what the Lord's been doing in our lives. So at this time, I would like for Miss Becky to share her story. Stand wherever you're comfortable.
Okay. Hi, my name is Becky Minchu. I'm 41. I'm from Carthage, Mississippi. I've been in the program 5.5 months. My story starts out probably like a lot of people's. I grew up very normally, had a great high school years, college. I had a wonderful mother and father. My father was a Baptist minister, so I was at church all the time and knew about God. My problem started after the birth of my first child, Emily. We decided to have another child, and through all the attempts, I had lost 5 babies. My daddy died suddenly of a heart attack at age 52, and I was very close to my father. Within about a month after his death, I had fell and broke my leg and had to have a couple of surgeries on it. I got addicted to pain pills. The doctors kept writing them, and I kept taking them. It just helped me to deal with my emotions. I never deal with my daddy dying. I never dealt with losing my children. I couldn't cope with life, so I'd pop a pill. It was just an easy way out. It numbed my feelings, and I didn't have to think. I finally got fired from my job. I lost my husband. I did finally have a healthy son. His name's Adam. Thank God I quit when I was pregnant with him. God was looking out for that baby because he's very healthy. He's 12 years old and pure boy. But I did end up losing my 2 children that I tried so hard to help, and I blamed myself so very much. I ended up moving in with my mom. The only person that didn't give up on me besides God was my mama. Thank God for her. Everything really spiraled out of control after I moved in with her. I continued my drug abuse. I would take pills daily. I couldn't keep a job. I OD'd one time. I died. They brought me back. I was on life support for 5 days. That still didn't stop me. I couldn't see that God loved me. But my friend had graduated this program 2 years ago, and she told me, she said, "I think you need to go." And I'm from Mississippi. I said, "I'm not going to Arkansas for 13 months. You know, and they said, "Well, you're no good to anybody." I said, "Look at your mama, you're killing her." And I was. So I said, "Okay, I'll go." And it's the best decision I've ever made in my whole life. I've realized, I've come to know that God loves me. He never left me, I left Him. I know that I'm a good mother because I'm taking this time for myself so I can be there for them for the rest of their lives. And I thank Teen Challenge for everything they've done for me, but I did go to 3 other secular rehabs, but the only reason that they didn't work is because God was not involved at all in that. I've come to know that Jesus does love me, and I can do everything through Christ that strengthens me. Thank y'all.
Now I'd like for the ladies to introduce themselves and what scriptures they do stand on.
Hi, y'all. I'm Jenny. I'm actually from New Iberia, Louisiana. The scripture I stand on is 2 Corinthians 5:17. Anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The new life has begun. The old life is gone.
Hello, I'm Delaney Murphy. I'm from Allen, Texas, and I'm 21 years old. I've been in the program for almost 7 months. The scripture that I stand on is 1 Peter 5:10. And the God of all grace, who has called us to his eternal glory through Christ Jesus, after we have suffered a little while, will himself restore us and make us strong, firm, and steadfast.
Like I said, my name is Becky Minchu. I'm 41. I'm from Carthage, Mississippi, and I've been in the program 5.5 months. And the scripture I stand on is Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Hi, my name is Jean Chappelle. I'm 51 years old, and I'm from Ferguson, Missouri. And I also stand on Philippians 4:13, for I could do everything through Christ that strengthens me.
My name is Joy Shaner. I'm 35 years old. I'm from Butler, Missouri. I've been in the program for 5 months. Scripture I stand on is Jeremiah 29:13. Look for me wholeheartedly, and you will find me.
Hey, I'm Sarah. I'm 24 years old, and I'm from Pearl, Mississippi. The scripture that I stand on is Luke 1:37, for with God all things are possible.
And those are some of the scriptures the ladies stand on. They learn over 250 scriptures in Teen Challenge and with their educational curriculum, but that not only do they keep those on their heart, they battle the enemy when he tries to come at them, and they can counteract and use those against him. And they learn more scriptures, and they study the Word of God, and they have prayer time. Bright and early in the morning, they're on their feet, 5:15 a.m. I'm serious. They're making their beds. They're getting ready for their day. And they go downstairs, and we have prayer time. We do chores. We do praise and worship. And we also do the book of Proverbs, where we get to open up the Word of God and meditate on each chapter. Like today would be the 19th, so we'd go to chapter 19 in Proverbs. And just so happens, one of the ladies may be going through the same things that they're going through, and they get to talk about what God's relaying in their hearts and meditate, and they apply it to their lives, because that's what they teach us at Teen Challenge. Everything we do is a life application. The first contract we go through is the study of John, the Gospel of John, and we get to explore the tremendous miracles he performed. The blind could see, the mute could speak, the lame could walk, and it's just amazing to see those and testify. We also have 14 group studies that the ladies go through, and those help with our life skills. Teen Challenge is a program, but we definitely are learning about what God's putting in the Word, because his Word is true, and then how we apply it to your life, and then our faith starts growing. We start seeing small changes, like our family may want to talk to us again on the phone, because at one time they may deny, because of all that we've done to them. But he is a redeemer. He is a God of restoration. And we have a wood shop that the ladies work in. If you haven't noticed already, we set up a table in the foyer. We brought some beautiful handmade crosses, plaques, jewelry. This cross here is made by the ladies. It's sanded. It's put together beautifully. If I dropped it, it wouldn't hurt it. It's waterproof. And this one's not for sale, and we want to give it to the pastor today. So thank you so much for having us. Also, at the table, if you don't want to buy anything, we do have a gift for you also. These are prayer cards, but it's an important part of your life and our life. None of us ladies would be here today if someone hadn't prayed for us. And that's why we brought these with us today. And we want to pass them out at the table after the service. And please kindly just fill them out, and we'll pray about your needs, because the ladies, during their schedule, they get to pray over your needs. You may know somebody with addiction. You may know somebody with an eating disorder, drugs, alcohol, pain pills. They give them at the doctors. They seem harmless. Gambling, retirement, anything. We would like to know and be able to outreach with you today and pray with you on these cards. And if you want to sponsor a student, there's a spot also that you can check, and you can sponsor a student monthly, and I'll give you more information about that after the service. So right now I want to go on to the next testimony, and that would be, I guess I'll go ahead and tell mine since I'm up here talking. Actually, I'm from Eldorado, Arkansas. Grew up in church home. We had good family, good home life. My story starts when I was younger. I didn't feel like I fit in. I found out I was adopted, and I went into this mode of, no, I'm not good enough. Nobody accepts me for who I am. And I know that's a lie from the enemy, just trying to sneak in and steal, kill, and destroy. And at the time, I went into high school, played basketball. I was cheerleader. And to go hang out with these kids, we went and drank, smoked, carried on. Wildlife, talking about riding the back of the trucks, getting drunk, and all that stuff. That's what was appealing at the time. And that time progressed. I got into college. I started using methamphetamines. It took over my whole life. I lost my car, my home, my kids, my family, my self-worth. God is faithful because He was always there with me. He never said that He would give up on me, and He never did. So at the time, I got to my bottom. I cried out to God. I said, is there any hope for me? If there is, please get me out of this pit that I've got myself into. And He did, and He had me arrested for forgery. You can be court-ordered into Teen Challenge. I had some issues with the legal matters, and so they offered an opportunity. You can go to Teen Challenge for 13 months. I don't think I can do a program for 13 months. That's an awful long time. You can't smoke your cigarettes either. Well, I just hang the phone up after that. No way. Take cigarettes from me and all the other stuff? No. I finally came. God had a talk with me and said, you need to do this program. You don't have any other options. If you want a chance to see your boy ever again, you might need to listen to me this time. And so I did. I walked in the doors. I was so mad and angry. I was hurt at myself and all the other. It was everybody else's fault. It wasn't my fault. It was all their fault. And so what have I got myself into? Well, these ladies came and they said, you're going to be all right. We've been in your shoes before. You can sit over there. You got all the time in the world to be mad. So 13 months is a long time. And so I finally started humbling myself and getting down on my knees and praying to God out loud. And that's what they teach is pray out loud. And things started coming to and making sense. And it started coming together like it should. Now I'm a new creation in Christ. And I had to start remembering how to love myself. Love Him first, then myself, then I could show others love. And now me and my son have a relationship that only God could give us. It's a special gift. And he's also coming to school with, starting school in Russellville this week. So God is our God of restoration. I thank y'all for sharing and listening to what I had to say. Thank you. Miss Joy, I would like for you to share your testimony.
Hi, church. Like I said, my name is Joy Shaner. I'm from Butler, Missouri. My story starts as a child. Me and my mom, we go to church. I went to school and was made fun of a lot. Then I started getting really depressed. I got married at the age of 17. Had two wonderful children. We got divorced because we were so young, and I have a wonderful husband now with four stepchildren that I'm blessed to have. I have been in three or four mental institutions. I had several doctors tell me that there was no hope for me because I was so depressed, that I would be depressed for the rest of my life. But I know from the grace of God that I'm not depressed anymore. Since I've been in this program, God has lifted me up. I can say today that I love my God. He has healed me. He has healed my family. I have a better relationship with my family and my kids. When they told me that this program was 13 months, I didn't think I could do it. But I know I can do it because God called me here for a reason. In the last couple weeks, He has called me to be a counselor. When I get out of this program, I'm going to become a counselor and to the youth and to let them know they don't have to live with the depression. They have the Word of God to lean on. My family is becoming a ministry. We're going to have a ministry in our hometown. And God has called my husband to be a pastor. Our pastor in our church has left the church. And last week, they asked my husband to take over the church. And I praise God that he has done this. He has done this because He knows that we're living for Him. And we lay everything at His cross daily. And I thank you guys for letting us come.
We have time for one more testimony. Delaney, would you like to share your story?
Hello, I am Delaney. Whenever I was about 4 years old, my parents got divorced, and then a few years later, my mom was remarried to a man of God named Joe, and from then on, I grew up in a Christian home. And so I grew up in church, I got baptized, I did the whole thing just because that's what I thought was right. I thought that's what everyone else was doing, so I did it, but I didn't really understand what any of it meant. Whenever I switched back into public school from private school, it was ninth grade, and that's whenever I started to drink, smoke marijuana, and smoke cigarettes. And once I began trying that, I liked it, so it became an everyday thing. And I would smoke throughout the week, drink on the weekends, and then other things kept coming into my life, and so I would try them just to experiment. And I liked those, so I would just do it more and more often. And then about 3.5 years ago, my ex-boyfriend's parents were prescribed pain pills, Oxycontin and Xanax bars, and so I would start, I was doing that pretty often. And whenever my tolerance grew from that, I began to snort heroin, and then I became an IV user of heroin. It was just every once in a while, but then it became something that took over my life, something that I couldn't control. I started to steal. I was in a lot of legal trouble. My parents and family wanted nothing to do with me because that's what my life revolved around, and that's what controlled me. And whenever my mom found out that I was doing heroin, she looked at me and she told me that she hated me. And I knew that she didn't hate me, but she hated what I had become and hated what I was doing. And she told my grandparents, and they told me that they couldn't live without me. They couldn't lose me before they had lost their own life. And so I knew that something needed to change. My mom had told me about Teen Challenge for about a year before I decided to come. But I would just tell her that I'd think about it and to get her off my back, and I'd just continue on doing what I was doing. Whenever I came into Teen Challenge, it's completely restored my self-worth. It's restored my family. My parents came to see me. Actually, my mom, my grandparents, my cousins, they all came to see me about a week ago, and they can see the change in me. They can see that I'm a confident woman in God now. I'm a new creation. I'm just thankful that God has used Teen Challenge as a vessel to change my life.
And now that was the stories that we wanted to share with you all. Thank you for having us and listening to what we had to say. Pass it to you, Pastor.
To God be the glory. Great things He has done. You know, we have a tendency, us who have been in church all of our lives, unless this touches our lives in some way, we seem so distant from that. But this is becoming such a predominant thing in our culture that it's so necessary that we be a church that is open to all people. And that's one of the things I love about this church, that we are open to all people. And we believe the power of God can change us from what we were. And we always say this, we don't care where you've been, we don't care what you've done. It's who you're becoming that's important to us. And we're just so excited about what God is doing. I'm going to ask our prayer team to come forward at this time. And we want to have time of prayer for those of you who need prayer for anything. Maybe you're here today and one of these stories have spoken to your life and you realize that you need to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. These people know how to pray. They can pray with you to do that today. Maybe you have some other kind of need in your life. Maybe it's physical healing. Maybe it's emotional healing. Maybe you need someone to agree with you in prayer about something. But we want to take a few minutes before we dismiss this service today to let you come and pray. I'm going to ask one thing that we're going to do today. At the end, we're going to have some guys standing at the back door with some offering buckets. So can y'all take care of that? If you would like to give an offering to Teen Challenge, that as you go out, that you'll have the opportunity to do that. You can make your checks out to the church. They'll have envelopes if you need envelopes for that. But at this time, let's pray and thank God for what He has shared with us today through these young ladies. Lord, we thank You that Your grace is so sufficient. It's overwhelming. It's amazing. And Lord God, we thank You for these young ladies and this ministry, what You have done and are doing and will continue to do in their lives. Lord God, use these stories to touch our hearts today. We thank You in Jesus' name. Would You come? Any need that you have today, would You come?